WFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. And more.
105.7 CFW.
Never a doubt. Trust me, true, true, in the beginning. 1057 CFW.
We'll be right back.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Union. This is 105.7 CFW. '90s and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime. know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW. Seven CFW. Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. Recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mambo. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Someone always playing games. Who cares? They're always changing corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page.
City on rock and roll. We built this city.
We're glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I love my dog and my cats, but that is not always the feeling I have about them when I am doing my budget. Holy moly, pets can be expensive. So I found a few ways to save money on my pets without feeling like I'm cutting corners. Number one, some vet offices offer a bulk buy for a set of appointments, which can cut down on the per visit cost of checkups. Number two, look around for online deals for pet food. I was resistant to this one for a while, but I found a subscribe and save deal at Chewy.com that was significantly cheaper than what I was paying for near my house. Number three, Craigslist. Craigslist might have it for free or close to it, and it's worth a check for things like a harness or washable toys or pet supplies. I got my dog's crate at Craigslist. And that is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 11 of 18 Arizona 2020 fake electors and Trump election lawyers were arraigned May 21st on 9 felony counts after being indicted by a grand jury April 26th. Former President Donald Trump was named as an unindicted co-conspirator. The 11 arraigned May 21st were a Republican state senator, 8 GOP activists, including a Republican National Committeeman, and 2 of Donald Trump's allies, including Rudy Giuliani and Republican National Committee election lawyer Christina Bob. Another alleged central figure, John Eastman, was arraigned earlier. Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and 4 others will be arraigned in June. All 18 defendants are charged with fraudulent schemes to deceive and practice of that deception, forgery, changing the vote of an elector by corrupt means or inducement, tampering with a public record, and presenting false instrument for filing. All have pleaded not guilty. Of the 7 states where GOP activists created a substitute slate of presidential electors, 4 state attorneys general have brought charges: Michigan, Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona. 3 others, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and New Mexico, have either chosen not to bring criminal charges or cited a lack of grounds for indictment. Michigan held preliminary hearings in April, where 15 defendants faced trial. Pretrial motions are being heard in Nevada for 6 other defendants. See the unredacted indictment at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times later this afternoon. High of 64 with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, sunshine 70. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
CFW.
'90s and more. 105.7 CFW.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. song playing on the radio. Yeah, the DJ said it was a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has it ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the sky, that sky remains. Instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.